to be here. I appreciate the good preaching tonight and the help my heart got in that good preach word and the privilege to be here. I want you to look with me in Matthew chapter 18. If you'll turn with me there in Matthew chapter number 18. I want to read a few verses of Scripture and just say a few things tonight God's put on my heart and Amen. Been studying this. The Bible said at that same time, came the disciples, notice that, it was the disciples, unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? I really question their motive. I don't know why they wanted to know that. Everybody wants to be great today. Or be noticed great. But I don't know their motive. You know, motive is what you're judged by. And why you ask, why you do that? Why do I dress this way? Why do I carry this Bible? Why am I a member of this church? Everything's motive, which is the right answer. Thank God, because God put it in my heart. But everything should be judged by motive. I shouldn't preach nothing just to please you. I shouldn't preach nothing just to tickle your ears. Thank God, we ought to be pure in motive. It don't matter what you're doing. Thank God, whatever you put on tonight, whatever you're doing, it ought to be a pure motive. Everything ought to come from our heart. If it don't come from the heart, it'll come from the mind and the flesh. And it never will please the Lord. Amen. It comes down to the pure motive of your heart tonight. Amen. That's right. Flattery, listen. I don't know what they're trying to say to him. Maybe they wanted him to say, you are. You're not going to impress him. He did tell the centurion, he did say, I hadn't so saw such great faith, not in Israel, when he told the Lord, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. He did say that. Amen. The woman that came, thank God, and said, well, the dogs eat the crumbs from the master's table. And Jesus said she had great faith. And so it didn't impress him some to see a bunch of dogs. Thank God have faith. Amen. But I don't find nowhere. Listen. Thank God, God ain't out to thank you. We need to thank him. Thank God. He thought of one place. He said, I'm not going to thank you. Thank God, that's your duty. Amen. All people need to thank God for a pat on the back, for to do anything at the church. If they don't get it, thank God, they don't want to do it. Amen. God help us. Amen. That's what I see in these days. Amen. He said, who's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who is? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. There's six times in this text here, verse 1 to verse 10, that Jesus said, little child. Not just child. But little child. I want to talk to you tonight just a little while on being little. Being little. I think we've got too big today. I think we've just got too big in this hour. I feel like that everybody wants to be big. Isn't it amazing of how everything's geared today? I want you to have big plans. It's not God's plan. It's not the will of God. Yes, I just want you to have big plans. We're raising a generation of people that know nothing about God nor His will. We're raising a generation of young people that's so proud, that locks their heart up against the Word. And you know why? It's because they want to be too big. But I'm telling you, there'll never be anybody that in the kingdom of God unless they come in little. Amen. I will say nobody will get in the kingdom standing up. You'll have to come low. You're going to have to come low tonight. You're too big for yourself. You've got too big. And you're going to have to come low. said, is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And you'll have to come the way they do, or you'll not get in. Amen. Amen. I've never seen a day in the Baptist church where people want to be big. They got the, I mean, you know, churches today, you know, the Lord said, fear not little flock.
Amen.
He didn't say big flock, he said little flock. Did the Lord not say in the book of Matthew 7, few there be that find it? That's right, few, not a lot, few there be that find it. You're in a good place to find it, I'll tell you that. Well, but you're going to have to humble yourself. Yeah. Thank God. If you want to find it. It takes humility. It takes lowering yourself down. Thank God that's what you are. A sinner condemned. If you don't lower yourself, you'll never get in the kingdom. Amen. You got to lower yourself. You know, people really think a lot of themselves. They take more time preparing their outward man to come to the house of God than to do the inward man. You know why? They want to be saved. They said, what'd they have on down there? I said, I don't know. I didn't look. Amen. I know I told them they had a nice bow tie on. But you know, here's the thing. We have built up the outward man so much. Don't get me wrong tonight. I'm glad we can edify one another, but it's all spiritual. We're born in a spiritual kingdom. We're born again by the Spirit of God. And by the Spirit of God, we have fellowship one with another. It's not the flesh. It's the spiritual man. And the spiritual man, hey, that's where the fellowship is. God, not too big. As people that come to our churches that really think they're better than somebody else. Well, we drive a better car than they do. We wear better clothes than they do. We got more money than they do. And what they're doing, they're elevating themselves. Listen, you know what the word pride means? It's a high look considering yourself or thinking yourself better than others.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You got a high regard in yourselves.
Right.
Jesus, listen, them men had no idea about the kingdom of heaven asking such a question as that.
Right.
Who is the greatest in the kingdom? They didn't even have an idea. Yeah. The kingdom of heaven wasn't based on the greatness of men. It was based, thank God, my friend, on complete humility and humbling yourself before God. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, I don't say this. You can have a false humility. You can act like you're really being humble, but you're not. It's in the heart. You say, preacher, what's it take for a man to get saved? Get in condition. Get your heart in condition. If the heart's in condition. Somebody called me one time and said, I don't know if the Lord has saved me. I said, I don't neither. It's in the hand of God.
Amen.
Right. Listen, it'd be crazy for me tonight to try to talk somebody into getting saved.
Right.
It wouldn't be wise for me to try to use any kind of tactic or any scripture, any word, thank God, to try to get a man to believe. Salvation is complete between God and the sinner. It's between you and the God. It's between me and them. It's between the sinner and God. When God reproves a man, it's your responsibility to act upon the Holy Ghost pull. Amen. You don't get saved unless God does that. Listen, we cut John 6:44 from out of the Bible. We've Jehovah come to the dead. We've penned it. And we know what? Buddy, it's in there. Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. He's got to get there drawing by the Holy Ghost. And when God sets out the draw man, he'll bring him in. Him?
No.
He's coming to you. I like what Brother Tim said. He didn't throw a life jacket in.
No. No.
You know, it's not yourselves. Grace through faith.
Yeah.
The brother preached tonight.
Yeah.
It's faith you didn't have.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's faith you didn't have. God give it to you.
Right.
When you heard the word preached, listen, can I say this? More than the written word.
Yeah.
The written word has to become the spoken word.
Yeah.
And the power of God
right.
that get in your sinful heart
yeah.
and deal with your heart about
yeah.
your condition
yeah.
and bring you to Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. The word of God has to be in power.
Yeah.
It's not just in word only.
Yeah.
It's in the Holy Ghost
yeah.
and power.
Yeah.
That's right. You got to come as a little child.
Yeah.
You gotta humble yourself.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
you gotta come like that.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
Jesus said, all that the Father give me
yes,
shall come to
yes,
me.
Yes.
A fellow one time told me, he said, I don't believe in election.
Uh-huh.
I said, interpret that verse.
Yes.
Right? It's a family doctrine anyhow.
Yeah.
You don't know it till you are.
Yeah.
You gotta be called before you know you're elected.
Yeah.
But I tell you one thing, God elected you before he called you.
Yeah.
He dealt with you, thank God, other than the sovereign purpose of God had to bring you to where you are. You don't get in the ship by that. And God has to humble you and bring you through his sovereign will. Knock out everything in your life.
Right.
I mean, buddy, with God today, God saved me. I wanted him.
Yeah.
I didn't, he got me that I didn't have nothing.
Yeah.
I wanted him.
Yeah.
I he wanted me.
Yeah.
I tell you, he had to get me low.
Yeah.
I mean, he had to get me low.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, he had to come.
Yeah.
Oh, low.
Yeah.
He had to humble me.
Yeah.
And God through the Word.
Yeah.
And through the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He had to bring me in that way. Amen. You gotta come in low. You can't come in high. You gotta come low. He said that little child. That little child. Listen, it six times. Little child. Six times he said little child. One time he said little one. He said he brought that little old child. You know, Samuel told Saul. He said, when thou was little in thine own sight, when you saw you wasn't nothing, but now you got too big.
Go ahead, brother.
And you thought, listen, you thought you could sin because of how big you are.
Go ahead.
You thought maybe because you had a position in the church.
Yeah.
Or you thought just how good you was spiritually.
Yeah.
You thought maybe I could do a little sin and get by with it.
Yeah.
And all he did was spare some Amalekites. All he did was spare the king. But he had to be judged. And God rejected him. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he had to have my friend be. Hey, God. Humble my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's right. He never did. He rejected him.
Go ahead.
God rejected him.
You're right. Amen.
God ever rejects you, it's through.
Go ahead.
You say, preacher, you believe in reprobation? The Bible teaches it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen. He said eternal mode to reprobate mine.
Go ahead.
He said, he learned to Titus, he said they was reprobate concerning the faith.
Yeah.
That's right. Titus 1:16.
Yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Reprobate, that means when God turns you over and God rejects you, you don't have hope. Amen. I don't know who them are. I'm glad men have hope in God. And we preach the gospel to them. But there is a place that God rejects a man and says there's no cure for it. You stiff your neck up.
Go ahead, brother.
Be suddenly destroyed now without
reason.
What it says.
Yeah.
You got to come as a little child.
Go ahead, brother.
You got to come as a little child.
Go ahead.
Amen. Y'all got too big.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Old Zacchaeus was a little.
Yeah.
He's little. He said, and he says he's a little stature.
Right?
That's right. All them people there that day. Amen. He couldn't see him. He said he sought to see Jesus. That sounds like a sinner. Amen. When he gets to looking for him, he's going to do what it takes to find him. Amen. That's right. You say, wait a minute. It's right. God, you did when you got to looking for him. Thank God Jesus come by. They heard. Thank God he was a coming by. Zacchaeus did. And he ran behind the sycamore tree. Amen. To see Jesus. Thank God he done what it took to see him. I won't say this to sinners. It's just right.
Yeah.
Unless you're willing to do what it takes,
you'll
not get in.
Yeah.
Lord, they'll say, I want that. Are you willing? Are you willing? There's a difference between willing and wanting. A lot of people want something, but they're not willing to do what it takes to get it. You gotta get it. And I like the brother preach, but I like that. Praise God. God makes you willing today, his fire. That's the purpose of God in the gospel preached. For the sinners, God uses a gospel to make you willing today. But he died. It was our purpose. Amen. Thank God, Zacchaeus got the sycamore tree. Amen. He climbed it, son. Chief of publicans. He's a chief of publicans. He had a high title. He was a chief, buddy. Amen. He was a big dog down at that tax office. Amen. That's right, buddy. Amen. You know, a lot of people's got pride about their jobs. They said, "Hey, I'm not climbing no tree. You know, I work downtown. I'm not climbing no tree. I tell you what, you'll climb a tree to see him. If you don't climb a tree, you won't see him." I tell you, say, preacher, I'd come to altar and get saved. No, you got to get to Christ.
Oh, that's right. Find Jesus.
The altar's Jesus. Thank God we made a shrine out of this.
Yeah, you're right.
There's no power in that wood.
Right. Amen. You're right.
Thank God the altar's Christ. You get to Christ, you get saved.
Amen.
Amen. You get to the altar. That's why we're coming to the altar. Coming to the altar. Thank God I never found an altar calling to Scripture.
Yeah.
Nine against them, we do them. Appreciate you, brother. Amen. Amen. The sinner gave the altar call. He preached it a while ago. What must I do? When they're pricked in the heart, they said, they asked the man of God, said, men and brothers, what shall we do? Philip preached the word of God in the desert to the eunuch. He didn't say, do you want to ask Jesus to come in your heart?
No.
He said, why enter me to be baptized?
Right.
He said, if you believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, thou mayest, we'll stop it right now and take you under.
Amen.
He said, I believe.
Amen.
You say, preacher, that all he had to do right then it was. Amen. I don't know the condition of a man's heart. I don't know how far, praise God, he is with God. But I do know there's a place a man can get. Thank God that he'll believe and God will save. Amen. Thank God that's what you did, wasn't it? You called a believer. That's right. Thank God if you're a believer, you're still a believer. Thank God does in a man. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Thank God. You know why you won't get saved? You're too big. It's hard for you to take a gift.
Go ahead.
It's really hard for you to take a gift. You always going to give something back.
Go ahead, brother.
Jesus said, I'm the gift of God. It's hard for people to take a gift. It has to humble you to take a gift, and you can't give nothing back.
Right.
And you don't deserve the gift.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, when I buy a gift, I always got in mind who I want to give it to. He said he's the gift of God. Amen. That's right. It said as many as received him, not a doctrine.
Right.
Not a Baptist. Amen. As many as received H-I-M, him.
Him.
To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name. It's receiving him. It's just him. Thank God it's like it's getting married to him. It's becoming one with him. It's by faith in him. Thank God it's coming to him. It's all him. H-I-M, him. And you're going to have to get little. him. Tell about him. Hey, God, buddy. I'm telling you what, the day God saved me, it was me and him. Thank God. And that is, praise God, that's just a... Go ahead and testify. Testify. That's right. That's it. Amen. If he'll get in the bed with you. If he'll get in the bed with you, that's all it takes. The old preacher was riding down the road. He said, Lord, you the best. Mm-hmm. He said, the Lord said to him, he said, compared to who?
Yeah, that's right.
He said, nobody, Lord. You know why some of you won't have a Baptist fit? You're too big. You just too big.
Yeah.
You just too big. You ain't up a pride there.
Yeah.
You just too big. I tell you, we just come little tonight. I come back, come little to him. Thank God. And see how little we are. Thank God. He'll make. Thank God that heaven in your heart. Thank God. And make you in the family of God.
You're right.
Yeah. He says, a little, they say, hey, you got to cut you down. That's what my grandpa used to tell me when he got mad at me. He said, I'll cut you down, boy. That's right, boy, he helped me. My daddy cut me down. You parents want to make your children big.
Go ahead, brother.
I'll tell you what.
Exactly right.
That's the problem with this day.
Go ahead.
We need some little people down in the house of God.
Right there.
Amen, buddy. Mm-hmm. How old are you?
Eight.
Praise God. I believe it's probably about that size, maybe. When Jesus brought the little child. Jesus brought the little child to him. That's right. He was so blessed, ain't he?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what Jesus said? He said, to receive a child's receiving me.
Yeah.
And you receive a little child. I know that can mean a new convert, but I believe it really means that little child.
Yeah.
You know what Jesus said?
Mm-hmm.
He said, it'd be better for a millstone to be hung around their neck
than
cast in the depths of the sea.
Yeah.
Help yourself.
Yeah.
I'm with you, thank God.
Yeah.
What's up,
bless
you? Well, I'm telling you, that song, Jesus Loves Me, this I know. I like it, don't you? Buddy, I ain't never got too old to praise
him.
I've been in this thing for 30 years. I've been born again over 30 years, and I ain't never got too big to praise him. I ain't never got too big to hug a man's neck and tell him I love him and thank God, appreciate him. Amen. I ain't never got too big for it, and I don't plan on getting too big for it. Thank God, just keep me little. Thank God. I'm not looking to be a big preacher. I'm looking, thank God, for a big Savior.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Little boy, I said, Daddy, you know that little boy? He said, Daddy, how tall was Jesus? He said, I think he was probably about 6 foot, son. I don't know. He said, if he was 6 foot, he ought to stick out of us. If he's in us. That's right. That's the little boy's answer.
Oh yeah.
That's how he saw it.
There you go.
He said we got to come little.
There you go.
Six times.
Yeah.
Then he said, if you offend one of these little ones that believe in me, you want me to interpret that? I'm going to interpret that verse.
Go ahead.
He's saying if you trip one of these little ones up and cause them to sin, it'd be better for you to be thrown in the ocean.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
with a big old millstone around your neck that they used to grind that corn.
Amen. Yeah.
That means mama.
Go ahead.
When you cuss and daddy and you cuss. And your little old boy's ears here. When you go home and say, did you hear what that preacher said today? You know what you do? And you said, I won't sign a certificate to send my children on to hell.
You're exactly right.
That's right. You all know why they don't want your God? It's because you offended them.
Exactly right.
Amen. That's right, brother.
Amen. Now I'm going to tell you what.
Go ahead.
Buddy, that's a strong responsibility tonight.
Yeah.
And them little old boys and girls sitting beside us down the church.
Amen.
I'll say this, and this ain't a bit of boasting. There's no boasting in me. I know where I am.
Yes.
I know who lives in me.
Yeah.
And I know, thank God, if it wasn't for grace, I wouldn't make it. And I'm going to tell you what, if you think you would without outside the grace of God, you probably never have experience.
You're right.
Teach me where I ought to be is the grace of God. And then you said, I had a heart surgery about a year and a half ago. I had open heart surgery today. I was going good,
you know.
I was doing pretty good, you know.
And then
it hit me.
Yeah.
My chest started hurting, and my wife said, you need to go to the doctor. And I said, I'll wait and see. And I went down there, and he said, well, run that catheterization, and they'll take you in there. And they come out and said, well, he's got 4 blockages. We're going to have to haul him down there to Charlotte and cut him open. Cut your ribs open, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which I was asleep. I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Ghost sat with me about a month and a half after that surgery down at my house. And every day my wife, she'd sit there for a week. She had to go back to, she's teaching school, down at the Christian school. And she said, you need anybody? I said, no. And God started talking to me, and this is what he said. He said, you kindly been lax. You ain't really seeking me the way you ought to. And the purposes of God in this is, I'm going to work it to make you more like my son. Because he said, all things work together for good to them that are called, and them who are the called according to his purpose. Them, you know, the all things work together. He said, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. And he said, really what he's saying to me is, I'm going to make you little again. I'm going to bring you down now. I'm going to tell you this. You can believe it if you don't want to. Listen, God can use anything in your life.
You're exactly right.
To bring you love.
That's right. Amen.
I don't care if you're a preacher.
Yeah.
I don't care who you think you are.
Yeah, right. Amen.
That's good.
That's good preaching, brother.
I can stand behind this pulpit all I want to, buddy. But I'm going to tell you what, God Almighty put me in the hospital.
Amen.
He let me go through that, son. He took me out of the pulpit for a while, but the main thing was he wanted to talk to me and tutor me a while down at the house.
Yeah.
You know what he was doing? Making me little again.
There you go, brother.
And he said, I tell you what you need to do. You need to get back to the basics.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's seeking me.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And quit trying to live off your knowledge.
Yeah.
Quit trying to live off your name.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank God. Huh? Yeah. Come on, I'm telling you, God can make you little again.
Yeah.
It don't matter how long you've been saved.
Yeah.
He will humble you and make you little again.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
You're right.
He's got to get you low, buddy.
Yeah.
He's got to get as much as you out the way.
Yeah.
And he said, that little old child, I can imagine them disciples standing around probably. Been preaching, you know, and they come in, you know, one day and said, praise God. They said, the devils are subject to us.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus stepped back and said, rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Yeah.
You know what he's basically saying? Don't y'all rejoice on anything you've done. You need to rejoice on what I did.
Amen.
Yeah. They rejoice on what they did. He said, you need to rejoice in what I've done.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm done. You need to come right on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some of y'all's got big ideas tonight. Say, boy, we got Everything big now. The old fella got the big boat and the big car and the big house and the big paycheck. But he didn't have God.
Yeah, right.
What did that man say over there in Luke 12?
Oh.
He said, man, look at all I've got.
Job.
He said, I got to tear these barns down and build bigger. Build bigger. Listen to me. I don't care what Copeland and that crowd says.
Right.
Bigger's not always better.
Amen.
Amen, brother. You're right.
Right, brother.
That's right.
Amen.
You're
right. Amen.
You're going to have to come little.
There you
yes,
go.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Come
go ahead, brother.
Amen.
Tell them.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know Jesus talked about hell amongst children.
Oh, yeah.
In that same text.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I hadn't been, he cut it off.
Mm.
He talked about hell.
Yeah.
He talked about offense to them little ones. Amen.
And
you know, we treat them as nothing. Now the church. That's right. I'm going to tell you what, Brother Larry, and you know this, you've been a long time in this good work of God. That right, them children right there. I know we can, when we say, they already in the church got to come. But right here, if they don't see the power of God, how many times did God tell Israel, he said that you might teach it to your children.
Right.
That they might teach it to their children.
Amen.
Right. I want to ask you a question. Now, what are we teaching them and what's our children going to teach them?
That's right. There you go, brother.
In the generation to come, they might see the praises of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
They're not going to see that. Ain't got it. There's nothing going on.
You're right.
And they're not going to see the church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give them a cookie and a wafer.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid and a game.
Yeah.
God help.
Yeah.
God help.
Yeah.
You say, well, they won't understand. I'll tell you what, they know more about probably what you do.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah.
Amen. They learn faster than you do.
Oh, yeah.
You already got that prideful mind.
Yeah.
The pride of life doesn't touch you. You got gray hairs now.
Yeah.
And you're set in your ways.
Yeah.
You don't want to come little no more.
Right. Amen, brother. You're right, brother. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. He said that come as a little child.
Yeah.
Who's the greatest? Who's the greatest preacher, musician, singer? Ain't it amazing how we look at men? I love these men of God. I believe we ought to honor them and what honors do. Brother Larry don't remember it, but in 1993, at back to Bethel camp meeting, you come and preach a message before the meeting started. I was moderating that meeting. I was in my 30s. He come and preach that night. What? Thank you, Christ. I honor these men of God. I respect them. Amen. But who is the greatest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said that child's the greatest.
Oh, yeah.
He said charity's the greatest.
Uh-huh.
I like old Brother Wayne Henderson's preaching for us last night. He said, you know why the King James translators didn't put love in that text, but charity? Because he said they wouldn't have known, thank God, to give something to a hobo if it had said love. But when they said charity, they knew they ought to get it.
Amen.
That's
right. Charity's the greatest.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what Jesus said. Hope, faith, love, greatest. Leave charity. Which Christ is the greatest. How can we escape if we neglect so great?
Right.
It's great.
Yeah.
Salvation's great.
Amen.
Yeah, he said it's so great.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it delivered you from a life of sin.
Yeah.
It took sin and washed it away and delivered you from a life of it. It got you out of a life of sin, sir. It got you out of condemnation.
Yeah.
It got you out of hell. It got you, thank God, from death to life.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Great salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Ha.
That's right. I wonder if you're little tonight. Amen. Lord, I just want to be little. It ain't about my name. It's about His name.
Yeah.
It's not about how great a preacher and how great a musician, how great a singer it is. It's about Him.
Yeah.
It's always about Him.
Yeah.
It's always about Him.
Yeah.
Always about Him. Everything's about Him.
Yeah.
I say this and I'm through. It's the preeminent one.
Mm-hmm.
He's the preeminent one. I love you, brother. Thank God.
Yeah.
He's the preeminent one. How big are you tonight? How small are you? How little are you? Be the Lord. Jesus said, humble yourself. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. I'd come tell Him how little I was. I'd come and tell Him how little I ought to be. You've been thinking about being great.